This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to the Billboard Chartbeat Podcast. Gary Trust, Billboard's co-director of charts.
And hey guys, it's Trevor Anderson, a chart manager here at Billboard.
Special sort of emergency podcast because we had a special guest this week on Facebook Live when we revealed the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. So we figured we'd just present it here in podcast form. Camila Cabello, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Havana this week.
And it's one of those ones that, you know, maybe a lot of people thought it might not happen. The song had been at number two for 7 weeks, kind of sliding in and out. We'd seen Rockstar and Perfect really have some extended runs, so people thought maybe, you know, number two will be as good as it gets. But luckily for her, especially the album, and it's the news of the album really helping her just climb that hurdle and lock up that number one this week.
Yeah, so it was a special week because, right, she got a number one debut on the Billboard 200 with her debut solo album, Camila, and her first number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Havana. So huge week. Big thanks to Epic Records. They wanted to make sure Camila could celebrate with Billboard, learn the news directly from us that Havana had hit number one. So Kevin Kenny, Trevor, and I spoke with Camila Monday on Facebook Live, and here it is as a special Billboard Chartbeat podcast, Camila Cabello's reaction to hitting number one on the Hot 100. She also sings. We got a really cool preview, an unreleased song.
It might never be released, right? Is kind of the thing, but if you are sad that Ed Sheeran is not number one, there's a consolation prize. Camila gives us a sneak peek and a taste of a song that she actually wrote with Ed that is not on the album, so a never-before-heard song from Camila at the end of this clip.
We're like an honorary record label at this point. We're releasing new music.
You know, the world is changing. You know, we can start our own streaming company, have some unreleased tracks.
Chartbeat Podcast Records.
Okay, we'll let Camila take it from here. Enjoy.
About you.
No way. What were you guys saying? Well, I've been following the countdown, but I really wanted to know where you guys were at.
Well, you know, we're heading into number two, and I'm a little nervous. You know, congratulations on the album, but we haven't heard Havana yet. I hope it didn't like fall out of the Hot 100.
I really hope it didn't either, because I'm on FaceTime with you, so.
All right, well, are you cool to just like chill for a second and count down the top two songs in America with us?
Sure.
Awesome. You're the best. Also, congratulations on the number one album.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Yay.
Camila is Skyping with a cheering section. It's very cool. All right, now for the top two songs in America, as I've teased already. It comes down to Perfect by Ed Sheeran and Camila Cabello, our number 100 caller. They got through all the other callers today on the show with Havana. It is my pleasure to announce. Camila, are you there?
Yes!
You have the number one song in America.
Yes!
Camila Cabello with Havana rules the Hot 100 for the first time at number two this week. Ed falls just a spot with Perfect. Camila, how's it feel?
Oh, my God. It feels so amazing. My heart is beating so fast when you said that. Also, because I was following the whole countdown, so I was just like... I'm so excited. It's crazy because my fans and I have just... you know, been working for it for a really long time, and I know that they're going to be so excited. And, you know, it's been such a journey with Havana because I released the song last summer. So it's just amazing to see the climb and, you know, that people have connected to it so much. And I really didn't expect it. And, you know, a couple times it was like number two, and we were like, oh, so close. And my fans were like, oh, she's so close. And so I'm so happy. It's really amazing. It's amazing. I'm speechless. I'm really, really happy.
That's an awesome impression of the Camilizers. I think they'll appreciate that. I know Gary had a question on his mind.
Yeah, Camila, this is Gary. Congratulations on being
number one.
Of course. I was wondering, does it make it even sweeter that it's a song that's so personal to you? I mean, to be number one is huge, but for a song that is so much in many ways biographical, Havana, does that make it even more meaningful?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I think that's really the weight of how much it means to me, and the importance of it is that it's really just me being myself. And the fact that everybody in the United States and, you know, people around the world have connected to a song called Havana, and that, you know, there's little kids that are singing Havana, unana. Like my mom showed me the other day, there was this little kid that was like, 7 years old, and he wrote in his thing, he was like, Havana is in Cuba. That's what Camila Cabello says or something. but the fact that, you know, like you said, something that's a song that's super specific to me and my background and my culture has resonated with people is really, really amazing. And the sweetest part is that I don't think in the beginning, when we released it and when we were making the song, even though it was really special to me, I don't think anybody expected for this to happen. So it's an incredible surprise.
Fantastic. Camila, this is Trevor. Again, even bigger congratulations than what Gary gave you. So we have the number one album now. Well, you have the number one album. You have the number one song this week. I know a lot of Camilizers also looking forward to Camila Live 2018. You've kind of mentioned about some touring at the top of the year. Any dates, any acts you're going to go on tour with? Any news yet?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of news, but I can't say it here. I'm really excited. I'm super excited to put on a live show. Definitely going to be happening super soon, like in the first half of this year. And it's being routed as we speak. So I'm so excited. You have no idea. Because I feel like it's one thing to... I feel like all of the songs go on this journey. And at first it's writing it and making it. And then it's releasing it and then seeing other people connect to it, and then there's the last part, which is performing it live, and I feel like that just, you know, the whole songs develop this world of their own, and you're just kind of in it, and I'm super excited.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Can I sure. know one more thing? I know also, of course, you have the new number one. You also have a new top 40 this week. Never Be the Same.
Oh my God! Hit, what?
Yeah, it's in the top 40. Wait, what number, Gary?
Yeah, it goes from number 65 to number 30.
Oh my God, that's incredible! Oh my God, I almost just dropped the phone because I didn't know that. That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, Never Be the Same is probably, I'm gonna say it's probably my favorite song on the album right now, and I can't wait for the people to. I can't wait for there to be the music video and for people to see it. And it's one of the most special songs, I think, on the album. So I'm so happy that people are... That's amazing! That's really, really cool. It's a lot of It's a big jump. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Camila, you know, Trevor brings up the topic of tour and how much your Camilizer fan base love seeing you live. We just heard from Bruno at number 4 this week. I know that was a big thing for you last year, really a growing opportunity, a pivotal point in 2017 where you hit the road with Bruno. Was that around the time that, you know, because really the number one album, Camila, is a story of two albums where you started with one title, one direction, you changed direction. Did that moment happen while on tour with Bruno?
I think it happened. I think it did happen on tour with Bruno because I feel like the Bruno tour was just a lot of growth for me and also just a lot of fun, like a lot of growth as an artist, but also just I had so much fun. I felt like I was just really living and having fun, and I had my dancers and my band, and we were having just a blast and watching Bruno on stage almost every night, and just I could literally play his whole show in my head, like the whole music of it. But it was just so much fun. It was such a learning experience, and I feel like that was just one of the many moments of the past year where I was like, oh my God, life is so much bigger than that little thing that hurt me. And so then I just wasn't inspired to, you know, carry out that concept. So I was like, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Why do I need to talk about the thing that made me sad? I'm not sad about it anymore.
That's awesome. One final question before you go. You know, you unseat your buddy Ed. You guys had a really nice embrace at Jingle Ball I saw there on the red carpet where you kind of talked about, you know, what you worked on. And I know you guys worked on a song that didn't quite make the record just because maybe sonically, maybe it just wasn't a part of the track listing that you personally wanted to go to. But could we get, in celebration for the Camilizer sake, could we get like a little bit or a little tease of what that song sounded like?
Like an acapella?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so... okay, so it was like, this was the pre-chorus. It was like, oh boy, hold your tongue. I don't want no apologies. Cause we both know you're thinking with what's under your jeans. Sent your friends. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I saw that line was funny.
That's more than iTunes gives you on the preview. That's pretty good.
Yeah, is it?
That sounds so. We'll look forward to maybe that sees the light of day.
I'll have previews from now on.
Well, Camila, once again, congratulations. The number one album and the number one song in America. Just a huge week for you. And from all of us here at Billboard, congrats.
Thanks so much. Thanks for accepting my call.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.